I watch him. He's great at what he does. His name is Harvey Levin. Everybody knows Harvey, TMZ and everything else. Special coming up on Fox. Harvey, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes, and we welcome him aboard Long Island News Radio, LA News Radio. Harvey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jay?
Great to have you aboard, sir. There's a
my pleasure.
And by the way, you keep up the great work. I tell you, you and those great folks you have over there at TMZ. You know, breaking stories left and right. I tell you, never short of a story these days with what's going on. Right, Harvey?
That is for sure. That is for sure.
In reference to this royal situation, you know, I've got all I could take of it. You know, with Harry and Meghan, my goodness. I mean, the only fault.
Well, you know, can I tell you something? When I was listening to you before we came on, and I heard you mention John Kennedy, and I'm thinking of the President John Kennedy as you mentioned it, and I think the reason people are so interested in this, even people who aren't generally interested in the royals, and it just this occurred to me this morning. I don't know why it took me so long. That why are people so interested in Harry? And I think the reason is, in many ways, he's kind of like JFK Jr. That, you know, JFK Jr., I think, held a really special place in people's hearts because a lot of people remember him saluting his dad's coffin. And I think Harry is kind of the same way. When people saw him walking behind his mom's casket a long time ago, 20 years ago, it broke their hearts. And I think they have kind of embraced Harry and William, but really Harry in a way that is special. And I think people who are not interested in the royals are interested in him.
Harvey, that is a phenomenal correlation right there. You're 100% right because, you know, you're right. The saluting John Kennedy Jr., I mean, unbelievable.
You know?
That's a great, great comparison. Of course, we all, you know, it's funny when we remember Princess Di. You know, she was so into the kids, and you could just see it all the time of her holding little Harry there. That's a great comparison right there, Harvey.
You know, and it struck me this morning as I was thinking about it, and I was like, why are we so interested in this and not necessarily all the other stuff? And I really think that's the reason.
And there's a one-hour special coming up on Wednesday of next week, the 29th, the Royals in Crisis on Fox. It's really going to explore the couple's unprecedented exit as senior leaders in the UK and the royal family and everything else there. First off, were you surprised as far as what went on? You know, I mean, listen, Meghan had enough. We know that. My only beef with Meghan, Harvey, is the fact that you knew what you were getting yourself into. Okay, you knew what you're getting yourself into, and it just kind of culminated with the fact that, you know what, I have had all I could take. I need out. And, of course, you know,
well,
Harry standing by his wife and everything else.
And I don't think I agree. I'm not sure I agree fully with you on this. Look, she knew to some extent what was going to happen. I don't think she knew that there were going to be headlines in England that she is straight out of Compton, that she's a terrorist, that, you know, that her baby and they used a racial epithet. I don't know that she necessarily knew that was going to happen, but, you know, the dynamic that surprised me is that, you know, people are wondering, did Harry do this just because she wanted to? Harry never wanted to be a royal. He loves his family, but he never wanted to be a royal. He was happiest when he was a grunt soldier in Afghanistan rooting around in the mud. I mean, that is the happiest he had ever been in his life. And he didn't like the trappings of the royal family. And I really think that even if he never met Meghan, eventually he would have left the royal family. I really believe that.
Wow, that's unbelievable, Harvey. 11 with us. Harvey's, by the way, one of the executive producers. You got to watch it next Wednesday. Harry and Meghan, the Royals in Crisis. Can't wait for that. Now, let me just
8 o'clock. I'm going to throw it in my plug.
8 to 9. It's a one-hour deal. Now, we're going to time here. Harvey. So I'll say this. You know, let me just say that my only thing with Megan is, now I understand what you're saying as far as some of that other stuff, but, you know, certainly she knew she was be under the microscope somewhat here. She knew that she would be with beholden to the queen and all the festivities that go around as far as marrying into that family. I think she has reached the boiling point with everything. The stuff you had mentioned as well.
She might not have expected that.
But I'm talking about a combined effort here. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, this was not an impulsive decision. They had been pretty much planning this all last year. And, you know, the problem here was the Queen never wanted them to do this. And they were kind of negotiating it quietly. But then a newspaper in Great Britain, The Sun, found out in this last month that this plan was being hatched, and Harry and Meghan said, screw it, we're just going to go. And the Queen begged them not to do it and said, look, we need to work this out. I don't want you doing it at all, but if we're going to do it, we got to work this out. And they said, no, we're leaving. They checkmated her, and the Queen is pissed, and the Queen is devastated by this.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to watch it with your involvement in it. It's going to be great. Harry and Meghan, ladies and gentlemen, the Royals in Crisis. That's next Wednesday, 8 to 9 on Fox. We await that. Harvey, I wanted to talk a little Oscars with you, but maybe we can do it another time. I can't thank you enough, though, for a couple here.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man.
Always great to have you here. Harvey Levin, TMZ.